All right, welcome back. Chad Hastie Show, News Talk, 790 KFYM. Coming up in October, Carmageddon, Flat 12 Gallery. Joining me in studio, Jeff Allen. You know him on Card Chasers. We've had him on the show before when we broadcasted out at the auto auction. That was a huge success. Tons of cars that were out there. Jeff, welcome back.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, tell our listeners a little bit about what's coming up in October. I know you've been working hard on this, along with numerous other projects that y'all have going, but this is going to be a huge event for Lubbock, Texas.
We are so hoping so. We hope that everybody that's anything that do car-related within Lubbock comes out for this event. Basically, I wanted to take what we did at the Collector Car Auction back in May, and I wanted to amp it up a little bit. So we decided to throw in a car show and an autocross. And it was interesting because the autocross actually came about because of our illustrious mayor. He's like, you should really put on an autocross. And I was like, wow, I can do that. You know, because to me, that was something as a kid growing up.
Yeah.
I would go to autocrosses at Tech in the parking lot back there in the 80s.
Right.
So I was like, man, this is cool. And it's still going on. And we're real excited about it because it's October 4th. It's going to be a one-day event. We've got almost 28 vendors signed up so far. We're sold out inside the Coliseum, and we've got outside space. We're going to have the same food that we had at the last event this one, which is neat because people are going to have options.
Right.
Plus, we're adding alcohol, if you think about it, because in the Coliseum,
you can do that.
You can do that.
Yes.
So it's going to be neat because the Coliseum, we're going to have all the cars. That's where we're doing the auction. That's where it's held. And then the parking lot's split half and half for the autocross and then for the car show.
It's going to be, I mean, at the last auto auction that y'all had, how many cars, do you remember how many cars went through?
173.
Okay. So
made it across the block.
If you build on that, because I know they were even coming in, they were calling at the last minute.
Right.
You know, wanting to come in. So I'm assuming you're going to have just hundreds.
Well, right now we have 92 cars pre-registered. We're letting everybody know that we're going to run out of numbers real soon. In fact, today at 6 o'clock, we do the first drawing because, as you know, our auctions run a little different. We don't just, for a lack of a better term, put high prices on the prime numbers. What we do is we block them and then we draw them out of a hat, literally, so that there's no, you know, like favoritism. I want everybody to have an equal shot. Yeah. I want everybody that's ever thought about going to an auction that wanted to put their car in to get that opportunity too.
And these could be cars, I assume, like the last one where, you know, some are classic cars up to just modern cars that people want to auction off, right?
Yeah, modern cars. And, you know, I put it under a cool category. And I say anything that's cool, we'll put in the auction.
Yeah.
And
you had a lot of cool ones last time.
Yeah, we did, didn't we? I mean, yeah. 173 cars, you think about it. We're probably going to cap it out again right around that number, 175, because I want everybody to enjoy the day.
Right.
I don't want that person to go, hey, I put my car in the auction, and it was me and the janitor as it went across the block. Because you know how people get tired, and they get, you know, at an event like this, I think we're going to really stress that because we have John DiAgostino flying in from California. He's from Celebrity Customs. He's a very famous car builder. Most every car that he's ever built sells for $200,000 and above.
Wow.
He had the first $1 million hot rod sell. So he's coming out to give out 10 of his special awards. He'll be signing autographs. That's going to be a big part of it. Discount Tires teamed up with us to sponsor the autocross. What's neat about that is they're going to give everybody tire bucks. The first five places, like first place in the autocross, is going to get $500 towards a new set of tires.
Hmm.
And that'll pretty much cover some tires.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
And then it's going to go from there to 300 for second, 200 for third, 100 for fourth, and 50 for fifth.
That's great.
And I'm like, man, that's great. And then Lubbock's getting behind it. And, and it's starting to grow momentum. I mean, we've already got 32 or 34 cars signed up for the autocross. So we're going to sell out because we can only hold 60.
How many people or who all can sign up for the autocross? What are the rules on that?
Well, they're governed under SCCA. So basically, you know, your car has to be safe.
Right.
That's the main thing. And everybody will have to go through tech that morning, a driver's meeting. We want it to be a safe environment. We also, like we talked earlier off the radio, was I think this is a great opportunity for a kid that has his license. Instead of trying stuff out on the street, come in and do it in an autocross because the worst thing you're going to do is, you know, wreck some cones.
Right.
But you learn a lot. I used to be one of those kids that was a little rebellious and liked to race on the street. And then once I got licensed and did road racing, I found there was no challenge on the street to me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I get it, the thrill of it, but when you go around a road course and you're doing, and you're passing people and you're exceeding 150, 160 miles an hour, that's just a big adrenaline rush to me.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So we have the autocross, we have the car auction, but also a car show as well.
Yes, the car show. That's what's going to be neat. We're looking for 200 plus cars to come out for the car show. I think it's going to be a big event. We're giving away 40 awards, and they're all going to be People's Choice Awards. And out of those 40, I think 10 of them are, you know, like the lowest car, the, you know, the best paint. I mean, they're going to mix it up where it's fun, but it's also going to be like, Chad, you can come out, you can vote for your car. I'm not going to bring out any other judges other than John, who's going to give away 10 of his prestigious awards. And everybody else is going to be the people's choice. And I think that's great. Let the people judge.
Yeah, absolutely. This is going on at Carmageddon at, over at, and this is right over on the Texas Tech campus.
Yes.
Easy to get to. It's October 4th. It starts at 9 a.m. And here's the best part. It does not cost a lot to get in at all.
No. $5 and
that's
children 12 and under are free.
For everything.
For everything.
That's one price. $5.
$5.
That's nothing. That is nothing at all.
And here's the catch. If you really want to save the $5, right? All you have to do is sign up and get your letter of bank credit as a bidder for the auction, and then it's all free.
There you go.
And
easy enough.
Even the bidder badge is free.
Now, this coin is coming up on October 4th. It's going to be a huge deal for Lubbock, Texas, and it's going to tie in with Car Chasers as well.
Yes, that's the exciting part for me is I, you know, when we did it in May, it was such a big success, and I wish cameras would have been there because it was incredible. The outpour of people that came to the event. The amount of vehicles we sold. I mean, we sold 52%. That's a big percentage for a first-time auction. And so we were really happy with the success of it. So then when we found out we were coming back for season 3, it was something that I had to put on the schedule, even though Meg was like, man, that's a lot to put on our plate. But I was like, you know what? It's worth it. I want to show Lubbock off, and I want to do it big, and I want to do it bigger and better than we did in May.
Yeah.
So, and everybody's going to get their opportunity. If you ever wanted to be on a television show, now is your opportunity. Come out, and cameras will be rolling the whole time.
Carmageddon, October 4th, Jeff Allen, Car Chasers, Season 3 premieres in November?
November, yes. All right. November 5th, I believe.
Right over there on CNBC. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We'll take the break. We'll have Jeff in before Carmageddon on October 4th again, just to talk about what all's going on and give us an update as well. It's going to be over at the Lubbock Coliseum on the Texas Tech campus.